From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China's Competition Authority has approved ChemChina's proposed acquisition of Syngenta. That's according to both parties in the deal. That follows the conditional approval of the U.S. and EU competition authorities last week and Mexico's approval this week. The last approval needed is from India. Syngenta says the acquisition is on pace to be completed this second quarter of the year before the end of June. Tennessee's state veterinarian has lifted the control zone around two poultry farms where the H7N9 strain of bird flu was detected last month. Dr. Charles Hatcher says it's been determined the avian influenza has not spread to other poultry flocks in the 10-kilometer control zone, but poultry owners should continue to monitor their flocks and report any spike in illness or death. The bird flu cases were the first in a commercial flock since an Indiana flock of commercial turkeys tested positive early last year. As President Trump weighs the merits of keeping the United States in the Paris Agreement, the National Farmers Union is urging the administration to maintain U.S. commitments to global leadership on climate change. The NFU says the Paris Agreement is vital to enhancing the climate resiliency of family farm operations and rural communities. The president is expected to make a decision on whether to stay in the Paris Agreement by late May. NFU has been an adamant proponent of the agreement since its adoption in 2015. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.